Hare Krishna. Today in Nivrajitam was the festival of letting the cows out for the first time after winter to graze. Up to now they've been in their big beautiful barn, and because the weather's very cold, they've been inside. Today they're let outside. I asked for some pictures, and I'm sure I'll get them and I'll be able to put them up on the site. It's a really wonderful festival, and I'm sorry to have to miss it. Cows are so happy that they've been inside for 4 months, and now finally they can go out, and even elderly cows jump about and frisk and move here and there and graze on fresh grass. It's a really wonderful, wonderful sight. And interestingly, it's a pastime of Krishna that doesn't take place in the spiritual world, to the best of my knowledge, and doesn't take place here in Boma Vrindavan as well, because the weather is not that severe that there's any winter season when the cows have to be barn. They go to the barns in the evening for milking, but there's no extended period in which they are confined there. So it's a unique pastime in Nivrajitam of Radhe Shyam. And to celebrate it, or to be in harmony with it, I also went out this afternoon, midday. It was very nice weather. It still is, but it's no longer sunny anymore. But it was 20 degrees, and I went outside the hospital. Of course, I've been outside before, but generally I've been outside to go to some other hospital from this hospital, and the weather hasn't really been very pleasing. But today I just went out for a walk. I went downstairs, I walked downstairs, I went out for a walk, and I sat in the sunshine in front of the hospital in a wind-protected place for a good part of an hour. It was very pleasant. I would have stayed a little longer, except for the fact that the bench I was sitting on was designed by someone who never sat on a bench in his life, so it was extremely uncomfortable. And then came in and had a very nice lunch. And it made me think how this whole concept of living in buildings and sheltering ourselves is another one of our aspects of our conditioning. Well, especially in the developed world, and even in the developing world, people have these big houses and they live in these big houses, not only in the winter but in warm climates in the summer. During the day they air condition it, and to be confined is like being in prison. At least I find it like that. And to have to live in a clime where the winter is so severe that all you can do is just travel from one building to another building by car or bus or metro or however someone may go, because it's impossible to really be outside. Outside is just a place you quickly traverse. It's punishment, as I'd heard it said, that human beings shouldn't live where palm trees don't grow. So we're meant to live in climate where we can enjoy the wonderful outdoors, where we can be free. Personally, I always try to be outside as much as possible. From spring to fall, I do my service outside when I'm at the farm all the time. But even when I'm in Budapest or traveling, I try to be able to sit outside. It's so much nicer sitting under a tree and being under Krishna's shelter than being inside some kind of concrete bunker. You just take the windows away and it's just like a bunker. But we're used to it, and especially when we decorate it very nicely and make it look nice and we call it home, and we think this is a great place, this is a wonderful place, but actually the most wonderful place, as a common saying goes, God created nature and man created the cities. The most wonderful place is nature, and to be outside in fresh air under the shelter of trees, or at most a simple thatched hut. And if there in the wintertime you need some shelter at night, that's fine. But as you see in most places in India, even during the day, even in the wintertime, one can be outside. And people, therefore, have their social life, and they cook, and they work, and everything is going on outside, at least in traditional village life. If you go into the cities, well, that's another story, as I mentioned, and it's air conditioning, and it's intolerable pollution and the like. So that was some of my thought for the day, remembering the Radhisham's cows as they're going out today. And just in the afternoons now, I'm having guests come, visitors come between 6 and 7. I put up Chandralohan Moli Maharaj should come the day before yesterday. Dhananjaya Prabhu and his wife Balagopal were here, and today some other devotees are coming. That's nice that I can finally at least sort of receive devotees in a condition where it's something that nurtures me physically and not only just spiritually. Difficult. It was difficult being without much Vaishnava association over this time, and the Chaitanya and Shambhihari are constantly here, and I am in contact with Govinda Maharaj over Skype regularly, and some other devotees, but still it's a different thing to have the personal, physical vapu of Vaishnavas. So that's it for today, and Hare Krishna.